This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I could take you for a ride.
Green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on the day.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good time.
Hello, everybody. Once again, a huge welcome to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, here on Phoenix FM. It's just gone six. It's Tuesday evening. Great to have your company. And we've got another packed show for you tonight. Yes, ridiculous holidays will be coming. We'll also let you know about the celebrity birthdays that occur on the 17th of October. Scott Fish will be back with a hard-hitting interview with someone that possibly has been the victim of injustice in the last week or so. We will be hearing from Prediction Master once again, who has made it into positive figures now. Yes, more right than wrong for Prediction Master, so maybe you should stick with his predictions. And there will be an intense debate raging across the Twitterverse as well, all interspersed with fantastic tracks, most of which have been chosen by you, lovely Leg End listeners. So, what is going on the 17th of October? Well, I'm sure you're waiting with bated breath to find out. Yes, of course. The 17th of October is National Pasta Day. Get your fusilli, get your penne, get your farfalle, get your conchigli, get your tagliatelle, get your spaghetti and all the other kinds. And enjoy pasta. Yeah, maybe you regularly enjoy pasta. I could well be enjoying pasta tonight. Who knows? That's up to my wife, because she's doing a dinner before I get back, which will be very exciting. When I do a dinner, very frequently, I do a tuna pasta, and it has to be fusilli pasta for me. My favourite kind. I don't mind a penne. All the ones you have to wind round a fork, your linguinis, your spaghettis. Not a big fan, if I'm honest. No. But anyway, that's just me. I'm sure everyone has different tastes, pasta-wise. And let's get even started with sauces to go with pasta. Oh, no. But anyway, 17th of October, National Pasta Day. And of course, as you all know, 17th of October is also Wear Something Gaudy Day. And whether I'm wearing anything gaudy, you'll only be able to find out by tuning in on the webcam, which is not currently live at the moment. I haven't switched it on. I will be doing so while the first track is on, so don't panic, people who love the video feed into the studio. That will be here via Mixcloud whilst the first track is on, so be patient. Stick with it. 98.0 and phoenixfm.com, of course, if you want to listen as well. Fabulous. But don't forget as well, on the 17th of October, it is, of course, Spreadsheet Day. I don't know why we celebrate that, but I excel at making spreadsheets. It is absolutely fair to say. You couldn't do a pun with Google Sheets, really. No, but other kinds of spreadsheet software are available, of course. But most excitingly, on the 17th of October, I think, it's National Playing Card Collection Day. National Playing Card Collection Day. Do people collect playing cards? Or just have a couple of packs lying around somewhere? I'm not entirely sure. But anyway, musically, throughout the show tonight, all the tracks you hear will be linked to either hearts, spades, diamonds, or clubs. And thanks to you lovely Leg End listeners, you've written in to me on social media in your droves. Thank you so much. I don't know what a drove actually entails, but you've done it, so well done. And therefore, thanks to Victoria Yellop, we're going to start off the show musically tonight with the classic from Elton John and Kiki D. Great choice. This is a feel-good track, most definitely. Thank you, Victoria, for sending this in. If you want to get involved, at Benson Radio on Twitter, Ben Simmons at Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Always love a track with a disco feel. Most definitely has one. Elton John and Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Thanks again to Victoria Yellop for suggesting that one. And some of the tracks you're going to hear may have been suggested by multiple people independently of each other, but I think she may have been the only person that suggested that one. But yeah, nice choice to get us going on the show tonight. So, yes, what can we really look forward to in the next hour and 49 minutes, which somehow is all we've got left? Well, Scott Fish will be coming to us with a hard-hitting interview in about 20 minutes' time. And you may have seen in the news over the past few days about an employee of a bank who took his employers to an employment tribunal because they sacked him for gross misconduct after he was found to have claimed double for meals on his expenses. He basically claimed clearly for two people to eat and said he was eating himself. And it all escalated and, you know, basically it ended with his company saying he committed gross misconduct and sacking him. He then took them to a tribunal. The tribunal agreed with his company that he was in the wrong and he's out of a job. So, yes, we'll find out about the banker who is no longer on a big salary, all because he ordered too many sandwiches and coffees for his lunch one day. And Scott Fish most definitely on the case just after 6:30 tonight. As I said, we'll hear some celebrity birthdays at some point in tonight's show. And Prediction Master is slightly more smug than he was a couple of weeks ago because his last prediction that Ireland would beat Scotland in their final group game in the Rugby World Cup would come to pass indeed. Sadly, both those nations have now exited the tournament. You could say somewhat unexpectedly for Ireland, although they were taking on the mighty All Blacks. They are the number one ranked side in the world at the moment, Ireland. Did incredibly well in the Six Nations, of course, but couldn't overcome New Zealand when it mattered in a knockout game in the quarterfinals in France, Rugby World Cup. And you may say they've had an easier run, but England have made it to the semi-finals, haven't they, where they will now take on South Africa, which will be a daunting task for England. But yeah, having so far only had to play against Fiji, Samoa, Japan and Argentina, probably an easier route to the semi-finals for England, most definitely. But anyway, Prediction Master said Ireland would beat Scotland. That was indeed true. Prediction Master is now 4-3 up in positive results to his predictions. So listen to what Prediction Master has to say for tonight's prediction coming up about 7 o'clock tonight. And yes, an intense debate raging across the Twitterverse. I'm not going to give it the accolade of calling it anything to do with X, but it's still on twitter.com. Until that changes, it's Twitter. But yes, the intense debate you can vote on tonight simply asks, because they've been in the news quite a bit recently, are you bothered about bed bugs? Are you bothered? Are you going to France? Have you been to France? Would you care less if you'd been to France recently or not? Are they always prevalent in the UK in some way or another? But yes, quite a lot of people have seen this already and got involved. Are you bothered about bed bugs? With the early votes that have trickled in, 40% say yes, 60% say no. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, if you want to get involved, single click or tap on the profile. The poll will be at the top of that, and it's very easy to cast your vote. So thanks to everyone that's done so far. If you want to get involved, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, go for it. Right, time for more music. Music suggested by you. Sue Burton and Andy Gardner suggested this one. To my knowledge, Sue and Andy don't know each other. It's classic. Let's rock. It's Motorhead, Ace of Spades.
Phoenix FM.
Motorhead and the Ace of Spades. It's quite easy to find tracks that link to hearts, of course. Lots of songs are going to have heart in them. It's pretty easy to find songs that relate to diamonds. Yeah, a lot of songs I can think of with diamonds. Well, certainly a handful instantly. Quite a few with club as well, because of the nightclub connotation. Spades, not so many. Pretty difficult. Ace of Spades, good choice. Well done to everyone that suggested that one. Right, I haven't finished telling you about all the ridiculous holidays that occur on the 17th of October. Yes, we've already talked about National Pasta Day, Wear Something Gaudy Day, Spreadsheet Day, and National Playing Card Collection Day. Those are all the things that occur on this day. But did you know, all week, this week, it's Bone and Joint Action Week. Yes, there we go. Bone and Joint Action Week. So don't just have bones and joints. Don't just have broken bones or painful joints. Take action. Get them fixed. I don't know why you need Bone and Joint Action Week. For all those people that have arthritis and don't do anything about it, take action. Yes, I'm not being glib about it. Obviously, it's awful if you're affected by any of those things painfully. I don't know why people need to be told to take action and do it in a certain week in the year. Seems slightly ridiculous. But yes, also, of course, who could forget, all throughout October, it's Healthy Lung Month. Yeah, all those people with unhealthy lungs don't know what to do with themselves in October because it is Healthy Lung Month all throughout October. My lungs struggling a bit. Oh, I won't tell anyone in October. Oh, no. Again, what? Why? Why is it named that? Why does it go on a whole month? Utterly, utterly preposterous. Anyway, we'll have some celebrity birthdays after the next track, and many of you may know it was an important day for me between my last broadcast and this one. I'll tell you all about it after we hear from Rihanna. We've had hearts, we've had spades, time for diamonds.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
I saw the life inside of you.
Shine bright. a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright tonight. You and I. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. I do I. So alive. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright.
Phoenix FM.
And shall we have some celebrity birthdays then? Let's go crazy. Who's celebrating today? Well, Eminem is 51 today. Lewis Capaldi is 27 today. Formula One driver Kimi Raikkonen is 44 today. Singer Wyclef Jean is 54 today. Actress Felicity Jones is 40 today. Actor Matthew McFadden is 49 today. Writer, director and actor Mark Gatiss is 57 today. And MasterChef Supremo Greg Wallace, 59 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And of course, if it's your birthday today, very many happy returns of the day to you as well. Today is Tuesday, the 17th of October. Last Saturday was the 14th of October, which is a very important date in my book called Ben's Big Book of Important Dates. It was my birthday! Thanks to everyone involved in my birthday, my parents for allowing me to have birth, and all my family for allowing me to have a family, and my wife for allowing me to get married. Many of my family, wives and parents all came together last Saturday. We travelled to Louth in Lincolnshire, stayed with my Uncle Alan and Auntie Julia in Louth and had a wonderful time. My wife and I, well, we walked around Louth. We hadn't really seen around the town too much since it's my auntie's hometown, but we hadn't seen it too much since my uncle and auntie moved back there about 6 years ago. And now I've seen a lot more of Louth and been up the tower in St. James Church. Is it church or cathedral? I think it's a church. But it was around 199 steps on a stone spiral staircase. And the weird thing was, for some reason, they had to kind of lock you in. You went in this doorway and they had to lock it. I don't really know why that was a thing. But anyway, there were little recesses built into the walls because if people were coming back down, it was too narrow a spiral staircase for someone to get past someone else easily without very intimately hugging them, I think it would be fair to say. And my wife and I decided to go up this staircase. I think it's fair to say both of us, once we got to about halfway, regretted that decision. They were very, very steep steps. And 199 of them, I don't know how many feet in the air or metres in the air this tower was. There were spectacular views of the surrounding area when you got up there. I suppose it was worth it, but even so, my thighs were aching extremely the next day from the stair climbing, I think it's fair to say. That's one of the things that stands out to me on my birthday. Another thing was my dad ordering a Turkish coffee in a restaurant. We went to a wonderful Turkish restaurant in the evening. And my dad ordered, probably accidentally, the strongest kind of Turkish coffee you can get, which was served in a beautiful cup. But I think it's fair to say he didn't really enjoy the experience. But I enjoyed the experience of my birthday. Huge thanks to my mum, my dad, my wife and my uncle and auntie. It was a great time had by all, I think it was fair to say. Lots of good memories, which is what life's all about, isn't it? Make memories fabulous. Time for some more music, and then Scott Fish will be investigating the Citibank versus employee incident that hit the headlines over the last few days, with an employee taking them to a tribunal over expense claims, and he was found to have lied about his expenses and committed gross misconduct, and the employment tribunal upheld his sacking. Scott Fish will bring us more, but first of all, let's go to Club Tropicana. There's crickets there by the sound of it. Something that chirps very highly. Can't recognise any other creatures other than the chirruping of crickets. Well, enjoy Wham anyway. After someone gets out of a car and walks along a bit. Just go in the club and sing. Come on, guys. Well, an eclectic range of great music at the start of the show, I think it's fair to say. Oh yes, Elton John and Kiki D, Motorhead, Rihanna and Wham. You don't get that on every radio station. Absolutely fantastic. You also don't get this on any radio station. We're now going over to our roving reporter. I'm going to get Scott Fish on the line.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, Scott Fish is on the line, and the hard-hitting interview is not with a political figure. No, it's with Citibank banker Jabolcs Fekete. He's spoken to him in depth. Scott Fish, hello!
Hello, Ben! How are you?
Really good, Scott. How are you?
I'm great. You said I had to go to Amsterdam, and where do you think I've gone, Ben? Amsterdam. That's the place.
Yeah, of course. You've done great things. I mean, obviously, I didn't particularly say you had to go to Amsterdam, but I'm glad you've managed to go and get an interview with someone, you know, that's been affected potentially by injustice, although it's been proven now in an employment tribunal that they've lied. Basically,
topical news stories, Ben, and just before we get into it, of course, I will require you this week to call me Scott Sainsbury's.
No, that's not going to happen. Now, you've been to Amsterdam. The Citibank banker, Jabolcs Fekete, was...
Jabolcs Fekete. Fekete.
Okay, yes. Apologies. Thank you for clearing that up. He was relieved of his duties and sacked from his job, ironically.
He was both of those things, yes.
Yeah, as someone who... He worked for Citibank trying to prevent fraud and crime, ironically. And... as found to have incorrectly claimed on his expenses for his spouse. So basically, he was supposed to eat on his own and he shared the meals and tried to claim for both. Obviously, he earned a lot of money, and it's not about the money. It, obviously, relatively small amounts for a bank. We're talking less than 100 euros here, but it's about the fact that he fraudulently filled his expenses. What have you found out, Scott?
Ben. This is a Phoenix FM exclusive.
Wow, this is exciting.
I can say, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt,
yes,
that the charges that Jabolcs Fekete
yeah,
had claimed expenses for his spouse were absolutely without foundation.
This is very controversial because, I mean, it has been proven by law now in this employment tribunal. He's been relieved of his post. He won't be able to claim unfair dismissal. You know, and he's accused of gross misconduct, which has been upheld. How are you saying this isn't true, Scott?
Well, unbelievably, Ben. So I was excited about this this job you sent me on because Jabolcs, or Mr. Fekete, as you know him,
yeah,
is actually an old friend of mine.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a wonderful chance to really catch up with him and find out what he'd been up to. And I can tell you that I know he wasn't having expenses and lunch and things with his wife, because his wife was back in Brentwood with my wife having dinner on Phoenix FM's expenses. So there's absolutely no way she could have been in Amsterdam with him. And I know that because while they were there, sort of my wife was keeping his wife company,
yeah,
while I kept him company on his business trip to Amsterdam. And I have to say, Ben, just as a little aside before we get into the legal wranglings, there are some wonderful cafes, coffee shops, sandwich bars and places, actually some fantastic Italian restaurants in Amsterdam. I went to a Vapiano's, and just before you get upset, of course, other Italian restaurants in Amsterdam are available.
Good recovery, yeah.
Shabba took me to an Italian restaurant, and we had some wonderful pasta dishes there. So,
hang on.
His wife was not there the whole time.
Hang on, Scott. There's a couple of things.
Completely exonerated.
Right, Scott, just wait a minute. There's a couple of things we need to refer back to here. Regardless of whether his wife was at home or not, that's in Brentwood.
No, she was in Brentwood, yeah, having lunch with my wife.
Yeah, we'll come back to that.
She went to the Costa in Brentwood High Street and said it was lovely, actually.
No, yeah, we'll come back to that, because what Mr. Fekete was actually accused of by his employers was ordering two coffees two bowls of pasta, wasn't it? Two sandwiches.
That's right.
And he claimed they were.
He never did that for his wife. He didn't do it, Ben. No, but, he did not buy those things for his wife.
But you just said there were some good cafes and there were some good Italian restaurants there.
Really good. We had some wonderful the little sort of bistro place where we had some sandwiches during the day.
No, Scott.
Really just... nice coffee places. And as I say, Vapiano's, other places are available.
Scott,
some of the nicest pasta you'll find in the whole of Amsterdam.
Let me stop you there, Scott. Is there a chance? All I'm asking is there a chance that the items that Mr. Fichette claimed double for, if you like, were in fact the items that you consumed with him while you were in Amsterdam?
Sorry, you are asking me if there's a chance that Shabbos Fichette bought a coffee, a sandwich and a pasta for someone else, and that wasn't his wife, but it was me. Is that what you're asking me?
Well, you seem to have said that you went to a cafe, you went to a sandwich place, and you went to a pasta restaurant.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah, I mean, did he tell you he was going to put those receipts in and claim expenses?
He was being very generous. He said, don't worry about the bill.
All right, well, you know how over recent weeks you've been accused of causing international incidents during your Rovi reporting? I think you may have indirectly got involved in another one here.
We did. We definitely had a coffee in the morning. We had a sandwich for lunch. And we had that really nice... It was ravioli, Ben. We had some lovely ravioli.
No, what was on the menu?
It didn't even cost 100 euros. It was less than 100 euros. And you know, he works for a bank. He earns quite well. And
yeah.
Oh.
Well.
Oh my God! I think.
Yeah, Scott, let's not mention that anymore, because we do have to be careful what we say now on the air legally.
I mean, strictly speaking, I can say for definite he didn't pay for those for his wife.
Yeah, he can for definite say
if
that.
If that's what the ruling says, that he spent that on his wife, then...
I'm going to say, Scott, is if you receive a subpoena in the next couple of weeks, you will have to attend court if anyone asks you to give evidence.
Well, actually, I was going to have a subpoena for dessert at the Italian restaurant, but they've run out, so...
I think we've got different ideas of what a subpoena might be, but that's fine. One other thing I wanted to come back to. You said your wife and Mr. Fichette's wife... We're having a Costa on Phoenix FM's expenses.
Do you know, they went crazy. They had so many cakes, they threw most of them away. Apparently there were a lot of people sort of hoping that they might share. They bought all the sandwiches in the Costas.
And, yeah, I mean, you know...
People were sort of hoping they were going to share them. Apparently they just threw them into the road and watched all the cars go over them.
Why would anyone do that? I don't know why. Oh, that's just extreme.
Fichette's wife is crazy.
Yeah.
But she said, my husband's got such a great job, I don't need to worry about anything.
No, well, speaking of having a great job, I mean, ultimately, as the presenter of this show who's got you to be our roving reporter, I am responsible for what you claim for on expenses.
Yeah, so basically, thanks very much for buying all that food for Shabbat Fichette's wife. I hope they don't take you to a tribunal.
yeah. No, thanks, Scott. I'm gonna have to let you go shortly because I've just received an email from the Phoenix FM chairman. So I'll just have a quick look through that, and I'm sure we'll all be fine. And
send him my love, won't you?
I will, Scott. Yeah, we may have to just take a break from your roving reporting, but we'll.
Well, we can go to Costa when I get back to Brentwood.
Yeah, you may have to pay for your own. Latte this time.
Let's leave it then.
Scott Fish, I'm gonna play a song. This email's got a lot of words with capital letters in and exclamation marks. I'm not going to read it out on the air because we can't swear on the air, obviously. All right, Scott, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for roving reporting, and don't eat pasta unless you pay. All right.
Of course not.
On Phoenix 98 FM. community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I have been told, I have to say, that Scott Fish will be spoken to by upper management. And of course, to all our sponsors from Phoenix FM, all of your money goes to the upkeep of the station. Of course, no one does anything irresponsible at any brand of popular coffee chain. Okay, it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope your Tuesday evening is treating you very, very well indeed. Jason Donovan, Too Many Broken Hearts, suggested by Barry Liptrot. Yes, all the music, remember, links to playing cards, either hearts, spades, diamonds or clubs, because today is National Playing Card Collection Day. And what a better excuse than to find tracks that link to playing cards. Fabulous. And there's plenty more coming up until 8 o'clock tonight as well, so don't go anywhere. 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay, all the surrounding areas, and phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else. And if you ever have problems finding our station, you can go to the video feed on mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix 98 FM, and hear it all via that as well. Just go to our website, you'll find all the links there. phoenixfm.com. Utterly fabulous. I will be speaking to Scott Fish separately about that whole incident with him going to Amsterdam. But, of course, hopefully he'll be back next week. Where maybe he'll be asked to take a leave of absence or gardening leave or something like that. But I'm sure Scott Fish will be back in some shape or form at some time or form as well. I've got another email to send and some more apologies to write, but in the meantime, here's Shirley Bassey with Diamonds Are Forever.
Diamonds are forever, they are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever. Hold one up and then caress it. Touch it, stroke it and undress it.
FM.
Haven't played that much on this station before. I wish there was some way of trawling through the archives and finding out every track that had ever been played. I'm pretty sure it has been because it links to other things that we featured in the show, Ridiculous Holidays, from previously, but Diamonds Are Forever there from Shirley Bassey. Fantastic. Suggested by Paul Saunders. A couple of other people as well, but I'm giving the accolade to Paul. Thank you very much for sending in and doing that. Yes, great idea. It's already coming up till 10. It's gone past 10 to 7. How on earth has that happened? Well, I was preoccupied with Scott Fish and the repercussions, but we won't talk any more about that this evening. That's happened. It's dealt with. We've moved on. We've all moved on. Yes, that's all we need to say on that. Yes, we've had celebrity birthdays already. We've had Scott Fish debacle. We'll talk about Prediction Master after 7 o'clock. And of course, I'll remind you about the intense debate on the Twitterverse tonight. It's been in the news recently. Infestation of bedbugs in Paris being taken around Europe, possibly. Obviously, we have pretty close links to Paris with the Eurotunnel, the Channel Tunnel, ferry travel, etc. So are there more bed bugs in the UK? Apparently Rentokil have reported a 65% increase in people calling them concerned about bed bugs. I'm not too bothered about it. I wouldn't worry too much about it yourself. If you find them and you have a lot, they can be difficult to get rid of. There's nothing harmful about bed bugs. It's just kind of unpleasant. But anyway, my hotly contested poll, the intense debate tonight on the Twitterverse, is simply asking, are you bothered about bedbugs, yes or no? And some more votes have come in, but still we're on 40% say yes, 60% say no. If you feel strongly about bedbugs, cast your vote now. Only available on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. But Twitter, basically. And yes, you just go to @BenSimRadio. The top of the profile there, the top thing will be this poll. Are you bothered about bed bugs? Yes or no? Single click or tap then to cast your vote on whatever device you're finding that on. @BenSimRadio on Twitter. And also, why not give it a repost and more people will be able to see it and vote on it. Fabulous. Thank you so much for that. Right, more music coming up then. Remember, all linked to playing cards on National Playing Card Collection Day. So therefore, coming up, and this was suggested by Mr. Mark Reed, it's S Club 7. You can get the 7 of clubs, I like it. Don't stop moving! Yeah, come on. DJ got the party started, there's no end in sight. Everybody's moving to the rhythm that's inside. It's a crazy world, but tonight's the right situation. Don't get left behind. I can feel the music moving through me everywhere. Ain't no destination, baby.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, S Club 7, Don't Stop Moving. Thanks to Mark Reed for that one. Absolutely fantastic. Well, somehow we're coming up to almost halfway through the show. It's been flying by for me, hopefully for you as well. Yes, are you bothered about bed bugs? Yes or no is the intense debate raging across the Twitterverse. At Ben Sim Radio, top of the profile to cast your vote. Fantastic. Now, also, unless you've been living under a rock and you're a sports fan. No, that doesn't make sense. If you're a sports fan and have been living under a rock, maybe you don't know that England are playing a qualifier, an important qualifier for Euro 2024 against Italy tonight at Wembley. And that will be kicking off at 7:45. So I can tell you about the opening 15 minutes of it before I leave you. Maybe Rob Harvey will fill you in on the rest. Maybe not. But anyway, the team has just dropped for England to face Italy. Is it a surprise Harry Maguire is in it? Possibly. Is it a surprise Calvin Phillips is in it? Also possibly. This is the England team to face Italy. Pickford, Walker, Trippier, Stones, Maguire, Rice, Phillips, Bellingham, Rashford, Foden, Kane. So those are the players that will start against Italy. And the Italy team, Donnarumma, Udogie, Acerbi, Scalvini, Di Lorenzo, Barella, Cristante, Frattesi, El Shaarawy, Scamacca and Berardi. If England win or draw tonight at home against Italy, they definitely qualify for the Euros next summer. Fantastic. Now, it seems like the Euros have come around quite quickly, possibly, doesn't it? But that is because we should have had Euro 2020, and because of the pandemic, it was delayed till 2021. So they're normally every 4 years. But yeah, the last one was 3 years ago. There we go. Oh, yes, and who can forget that Euros final against Italy, also at Wembley. Will there be an element of revenge tonight? Well, we beat them in Italy earlier on in this qualifying campaign. I can't see us losing, but you never know what could happen. All you need is a dodgy VAR decision, but that could never happen, could it? VAR's always right. Yes, anyway, Prediction Master will be making a prediction related to the England versus Italy game, and that will be coming up after this track from Christina Perry. Thanks, Siobhan Roxburgh, for suggesting Jar of Hearts.
No, I can't take one more step towards you, 'cause all that's waiting is regret. Don't you know I'm not your ghost anymore? You lost the love I love the most. I learned to live half a life, and now you want me one more time. Collecting a jar of hearts and tearing love apart. You're gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul. So don't come back for me. Who do you think you are? I hear you're asking all around if I
Phoenix FM.
Beautiful track, Christina Perry, Jar of Hearts. And now it's time for this.
Prediction Master.
Well, in the early weeks of Prediction Master, I think it was fair to say he wasn't exactly a master. He was more of a prince. Prediction Prince? See, that doesn't sound very impressive, does it? I'm the Prediction Prince. Yeah. But I feel over the last few weeks, he's sort of redeemed himself, the Prediction Master, yes. Currently leading 4-3 correct predictions versus incorrect predictions. So, you know, over time, if that keeps going positively, Prediction Master could be well up there as a true master of predictions. Now, the point is, it would be easy to say, oh, I think there's going to be a corner in the football tonight. You know, that would be ludicrous. That's not a sort of dodgy prediction, or it's not a prediction with any jeopardy involved. You've got to make a prediction that's on a bit more of a knife edge than that. And equally, you don't have to do one that is completely on a knife edge, you know. So, Prediction Master tonight is saying, with regards to the England versus Italy men's football match Euro 2024 qualifier at Wembley, England will win the game. It won't be a loss for England. It won't even be a draw. Prediction Master is saying England to win. You may be thinking, home match against Italy to qualify. Yeah, you may think it's an easy prediction, but I don't think so. You know, last time we played Italy at Wembley, Euro 2020 final, actually held in 2021. Extremely painful penalties loss once again. So, yes. Hopefully it won't come to pass. Hopefully they'll be victorious. Prediction Master says England will be victorious tonight. There we go. It's a confident prediction for Prediction Master. Can he go 5-3 up? Will it go back to 4-4? Will there be talk of Prediction Prince coming back once again? Who knows? I'll bring you the first 15 minutes of what goes on in England versus Italy because it kicks off in 39 minutes. There's some excitement for you. And now, time for another track. Remember, all the tracks linked to National Playing Card Collection Day. So therefore, thanks to Simon Kesselman, a bit of the Beatles.
Phoenix FM.
Well, that was a short track, and the Beatles obviously like making music that was linked to playing cards. Let's have another one almost straight away. Lucy in the Sky with clubs, with spades, with hearts. What deck was she given?
Good picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes, and she's gone. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. People eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And thanks to Ian Lee, who suggested Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, here on a Tuesday evening. Phoenix 98 FM, 98.0 on your FM dial. PhoenixFM.com. If you're online, you can ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM if you just want to use your voice. And if you want to see the video camera feed into the studio, go to Mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix 98 FM. And if you have a Mixcloud account, you can join in the chat in the box on the side. Fantastic stuff. Well, it's coming up to 7:15 already, and we've still got plenty more tracks to squeeze in. And I've decided to impart some crazy playing card facts for you in between the songs as well. We've had celebrity birthdays, we've had Scott Fish, we've had Prediction Master. There's an intense debate raging. Are you bothered by bed bugs? Yes or no? Get yourself on at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter if you want to cast your vote on that. And basically, yes, today is National Playing Card Collection Day. So before the next track, I'm going to give you a fact, a world record about cards. The largest online poker tournament. The first online poker tournament was held by Planet Poker in the 90s, but the largest online poker tournament to date was held by Poker Stars in the UK in October 2015 and featured, to be precise, 253,692 players. 470 hands were played before a winner was crowned, Simon Grabenschweiger from Austria, who took home $10,000. Incredible. Beating off 253,691 other players. Congratulations to him. More facts about poker after this next track from Marina and the Diamonds. What a great one. Thanks to Ali Howe for suggesting it. I wonder if she's a prima donna.
Prima donna girl, yeah. All I ever wanted was the world. I can't help that I need it all. The prima donna life, the rise and fall. You say that I'm kind of difficult, but it's always someone else's fault. Got you wrapped around my finger, babe. You can count on me to misbehave. A prima donna girl, would you do anything for me? Buy a big diamond ring for me? Would you get down on your knees for me? Pop that pretty question right now, baby. Beauty queen on a silver screen. Living life like I'm in a dream. I know I've got a big ego. I really don't know why it's such a big deal though.
Yes, and that was Marina and the Diamonds. Love that track. I love most of the tracks that feature on the station. You know, you ask for them, I will play them. Sometimes a track plays and you go, that one played. And I went, I think that reflects everything you need to know about my feelings on it. So there we go. It's the 17th of October. Hope your Tuesday evening is treating you well. Thanks, as ever, for sharing part of it with me here tonight on the Phoenix FM airwaves. So, yes, England-Italy kicking off in about 25 minutes' time. I brought you team news. The surprise, if you want to call it a surprise, people complaining that Gareth Southgate is so loyal to him, Harry Maguire starting in England's defence tonight. Hopefully he won't make any mistakes. Hopefully he'll be rock solid and all the furore surrounding Harry Maguire can continue to die down, as it does seem to have done a little bit in the last few weeks. But yes, Prediction Master has stated England will win tonight. That means they will qualify for Euro 2024 in Germany next year. Because if England win or draw tonight, they cannot be stopped from qualifying despite whatever results take place in the final two games from all the teams. So yes, because they've introduced a thing now where instead of goal difference, it goes on the head-to-head record between the two teams. If two teams are level on points, their head-to-head record is examined before we go to goal difference or anything like that. And the way it would all work out, if England win or draw tonight, they will have a better head-to-head record against Italy and more points than Ukraine could manage. So therefore, definitely will be going top. And going to Germany next year. So that is fabulous. Now, more facts about poker. The longest individual poker marathon, so an individual player playing poker online, was 115 hours. This is no sleep. That's unbelievable. It happened in June 2010. With a live stream of a game watched by more than 117,000 people. And the person that played poker for 115 hours non-stop was Phil Lark, who happens to be married to actress Jennifer Tilly, who is also a professional poker player. So, yes, 115-hour poker marathon. I wonder if there was some raw meat on a shelf above them. Yes, you know what's coming. The stakes were high. I'm sorry, here's Bonnie Tyler.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your
turn
eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart and I need you now.
Eclipse of the heart.
Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
Yeah.
total eclipse of the heart.
Phoenix FM.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
It is, and that's not true. Anyway, facts about poker. Are you ready for this one? Now, yes, of course there's a record for the most amount of prize money ever won in a poker tournament. Here we go. American card king Antonio Esfandiari made history in 2012 in Las Vegas, where else? Bagging the world record for the greatest prize money won in a poker tournament. He defeated 47 others. Poker's best pros and wealthiest amateurs took part in the big one-for-one drop tournament in Las Vegas in 2012. Antonio Esfandiari won $18.3 million in that poker tournament. That's crazy. If those were the winnings, 48 players, what it was like, you have to bring at least 2-3 million to take part. Wowzers, or maybe half a million. I haven't done the maths diligently, but there we go. Anyway, 18.3 back in 2012, $18.3 million was the biggest ever amount of prize money won in a poker tournament. There we go. Utterly crazy. Right, let's squeeze the tracks in. I want to get a good five or six in. We've got 33 minutes left, plus me talking in between, summing up the entire show. Is it possible, I hear you ask? Get on with it, I hear some others of you say. All right, I say, there's no need to be that aggressive. Here's Candy Staton.
What's the sense in sharing this one and only life? Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man. While he's busy loving every woman that he can.
Just can't break away.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Candy Staton, Young Hearts Run Free. Now, I've carried on my exhaustive research for you, lovely Lego listeners, yes, and found out a crazy record relating to card games. The longest marathon playing any kind of card game ever was 170 hours. It happened in Munich from the 5th to the 12th of January 2011. The game, if you're German, you'll know well, is called Schafkopf. And it's a trick-taking card game, I guess similar to some that we play regularly over here. And it had six players involved: Michael Ott, Axel Barth, Sarah Burkert, Don Kalal, Rudy Schoenemann and Sebastian Storr. And they played Schafkopf for 170 hours. I don't know how they rotated sleep-wise or whether anybody collapsed during it, but it has been verified. It is according to the Guinness World Records website. That is legitimate. And it stood for 12 years. If you want to try and break it, good luck. Get the energy drinks in, caffeine in, you know, all that gubbins. Yeah, 170 hours. Crikey. Time for a quick update on the intense debate. Are you bothered about bed bugs? It's a close one. Last week we had a 50-50 vote, or 2 weeks ago, didn't we? Should VAR be scrapped? That ended 50-50. Are you bothered about bed bugs? Yes or no? 44% say yes. 56% say no. If you feel strongly, at Bensim Radio on the Twitterverse, single click or tap to cast your vote. Marvellous. Right. A few more tracks still to squeeze in. So next, we can prove with our card-related music on National Playing Card Collection Day that nothing breaks like a spade, diamond or club. No, things break like those. Nothing breaks like a heart. Mark Ronson and Miley Cyrus.
This world can hurt you. It cuts you deep and leaves a scar. Things fall apart, but nothing breaks like a heart. Nothing breaks like a heart. I heard you on the phone last night. We live and die by pretty lies. You know it. We both know it. These silver bullet cigarettes, this burning house, there's nothing left, it's smoking, but we both know it. We go all night to fall in love, but just like that we fall apart. We're broken, but nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now. With this broken silence, by thunder crashing in the dark, crashing in the dark. And this broken record spinning less circles in the bar, spin round in the bar. This world can hurt you, it cuts you deep and leaves a scar. Things fall apart, nothing breaks like a heart. Mm-hmm. Nothing breaks like a heart. We'll leave each other cold as ice and high and dry. The wind is blowing, it's blowing. Remember what you said to me, we were drunk in love in Tennessee. And I hold it, we both know it. That nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now. Nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now. With this broken silence, by thunder crashing in the dark. This broken record spinning less circles in the bar, spin round in the bar. This world can hurt you, it cuts you deep and leaves a scar. Things fall apart, nothing breaks like a heart. Nothing breaks like a heart. Nothing breaks like a heart. Nothing gonna save us now. Nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now. With this broken silence, by thunder crashing.
Phoenix FM.
Mark Ronson featuring Miley Cyrus, Nothing Breaks Like a Heart. Fabulous. We've got one heart track, one diamond track, one club track, and one all-encompassing track still to come on tonight's show. Oh, yes. But before any of that, more world records relating to cards. Why am I doing this? Because it's National Playing Card Collection Day. I know what you're thinking. You've barely mentioned National Pasta Day since the start of the show. Yes, there's a reason. It's not desperately exciting. Wear Something Gaudy Day could have been desperately exciting, but seeing as I'm not wearing anything particularly gaudy, I didn't want to focus on it. Spreadsheet Day. Oh, yes. Many people will be excited by that one. But National Playing Card Collection Day is what's dominated the show that goes like this tonight. Although, don't forget, all week it is Bone and Joint Action Week. And all throughout October, it's Healthy Lung Month. I haven't made those up. They genuinely exist. Anyway, imagine trying to deal 126 cards in 1 minute. Imagine actually being successful at that. But imagine being extra smug because you did it with only one hand. Yes, Brian Pankey holds the record for dealing the most cards in a minute with one hand, 126. But the person who holds the record for dealing a complete deck in the shortest amount of time is Swede Simon Åkerblom, who dealt that deck in 14.19 seconds. There we go. It's weird, isn't it? So everybody's played cards. You never meet someone who goes, I don't know what you're talking about. Playing cards, what? Why does everyone still do that? Why does everyone know what they are, you know, in a digital world? Anyway, while I try and come to terms with that, it's time to hear Unbreak My Heart from Toni Braxton.
Tell me.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Tony Braxton's Unbreak My Heart, the slightly funkier upbeat version of it rather than the slightly more melancholy downbeat version of it, so to speak. Now, we're talking about playing cards on National Playing Card Collection Day. I don't know if you collect them. I've got a couple of packs. I thought that's what most people would do. But anyway, how much do you expect to pay for a pack of playing cards? A few pounds? Not more than that, really. Maybe 10, or maybe up to 15 or 20 for an extremely lovely set of playing cards. I don't know. But on December the 6th, 1983, at a Sotheby's auction in the UK, the most amount of money ever was paid for a pack of playing cards. Yes, they are the oldest known complete set, which dated back to around 1470, all with hand-painted images, surrounded by 17-carat diamonds and 18-carat white gold. But this deck of cards was sold in 1983 at Sotheby's for $143,104. It's weird, isn't it? Was someone bidding against them? Once you get to 143,000, did anyone go, yeah, I'll go 140,001, and then it had to go up another $104? Seems bizarre. But anyway, a deck of cards dating back to 1470, imbued with 17-carat diamonds, 18-carat white gold, and hand-painted images, was sold by Sotheby's in 1983 for over $143,000. Cripes. Couple more card game facts coming up, probably before I leave, and also a couple more tracks to squeeze in. Here's this one from Prince.
Never think you're
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Prince, Diamonds and Pearls. My last playing card records to talk to you about this evening involve size. Yes, they come in many different sizes. There's a standard size we're all familiar with, but there was one deck created by Claes Blixt of Sweden in May 2016, whose playing cards measured 62.3 inches high and 41.1 inches wide. That's over 5 foot high, each card. Crazy, and 3.5 feet wide. Unbelievable. And then the smallest playing cards ever created, the smallest deck in the world, was set by Ramkumar Sarangapani of India in November 2020. His cards measured 0.275 inches by 0.19 inches. That's less than a centimetre by even more less than a centimetre. Crikey, there we go. Okay, well, we need a penultimate track before I sum up the show, give you a result of the hotly contested poll and all that gubbins. So therefore, let's go back to clubs. Here's JLS.
The club is alive with the sound of music. Who's that girl in the spotlight? Ooh, 'cause she turns me on. To the club, not looking for love. Out with my boys, just having some fun. Baby, then I saw you, all of that disappeared. Sitting by the bar, just enjoying the view. Shorties all around, but I'm focused on you. Body's in the way, but I just wanna make it clear. You could be the DJ. Be the dance floor, you can get up on me. You could be the DJ, I could be the dance floor, you can get up on me. The club is alive with the sound of music. Who's that girl in the spotlight? Ooh, 'cause she turns me on.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The club is alive. DJ, I can be the dance floor, you can get up on me. You can be the DJ, I can be the dance floor, you can get up on me. The club is alive.
Phoenix FM.
That was JLS. The club is alive. All the tracks tonight have related to playing cards in some way or another. The intense debate is over. Are you bothered about bed bugs? We've had another 50-50 result. Thanks. Considering all the votes that have come in, that's amazing. Consecutive weeks of 50-50 results. There you go. I don't really need to say, do I? 50% were bothered. 50% weren't bothered by bed bugs. I said I'd update you on the start of the football, England versus Italy, Euro 2024 qualifier. It is still 0-0 with around 8 minutes having been played. Started very slightly late due to a minute's silence for victims of the atrocities that happened in Brussels last night. Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in and finding out. It's been National Pasta Day, Wear Something Gaudy Day, Spreadsheet Day, and of course, National Playing Card Collection Day. Don't forget, though, it's Bone and Joint Action Week all week, and it's Healthy Lung Month all month. Absolutely fantastic. And don't go anywhere, of course, after me on Phoenix on a Tuesday night, after the news at 8, Rob Harvey in with Synth City. Another fantastic show to keep your ears happy. So, what on earth could I play us out with tonight? The music has been dominated by playing cards, hearts, clubs, spades, diamonds. I didn't want to favour one suit over another to play us out. So here is Lady Gaga.
Can't read my poker face. Poker face, pop, poker face, pop, poker face.